Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Should Tim Walz run for office one more time as governor of Minnesota? Welcome to Drive Time, hour two of two today. Twins baseball on the air. Pre-game at 5 o'clock here in the home of the Twins. Hopefully the Twins have a successful outing tonight. I don't know. How do we feel about the Joe Ryan news? Is this him going to the... Bailey Ober. Is it good or bad?
Well, the trick is, I mean, he's clearly struggling.
He was saying the injury wasn't what his pitching problem was. But
right, and he's also lost seven games in a row, and the underlying numbers aren't good. And it certainly can't hurt him to sit down for a little bit and just heal up whatever is bugging him.
Yeah.
The trick is, what do you replace him with? Because your pitching depth has already been tested to a point where you're, you know, scrambling to figure out what you're going to do to replace him on Friday. So,
Joe Ryan pitched pretty well yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, they just ran into another really good pitcher. This was, you know, it wasn't quite Tarik Skubal from Sunday night, but it was a pretty darn good pitcher they ran into.
We've been blanked two games in a row. A
couple of times. But that happens when you, you know, go up against really good pitchers sometimes. So.
True. Tim Walz had said he was going to decide at the end of the legislative session if he was going to run again. Now he's saying, well, the latest we heard was that he was going to wait till July. And then Blois Olson, in his morning take today, said he expects that the Walz team might wait until the state fair. And part of the reason for this is the assassination of Melissa Hortman and Melissa's husband and the shooting. And I think you could certainly call it an attempted assassination of Senator Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, and their daughter, who was also, as Yvette has said, she was standing right there as well.
And you can also say, you know, the attempted assassination of two other legislators because he went to their houses. So
I certainly can understand from a safety perspective, from an is it worth it perspective, if I'm a political spouse right now, I'm telling my partner,
heck no.
That's right. Yeah, I think I would. There's another reason that I think Tim Walz should not run for governor again. And it has nothing to do with his performance as governor. It has everything to do with the fact that we as a state are stuck. We are stuck relitigating the same arguments that we've been litigating over the last 5 years. COVID. I think people were worried that the COVID vaccine was going to mess with us. I think some people still think that it did. The main way I see COVID as messing with us is that from a constructive standpoint about having discussions about the future of our state, we are paralyzed. We are still arguing out, should they have sent the National Guard earlier during the riots? Did Tim Walz give a sweetheart deal to the world's largest candy store? Did he let big box stores stay open while closing down mom and pop stores? And I think about this in terms of the mayor of Minneapolis as well. And I think of the Minneapolis case, Jacob Fry, who I think Jacob Fry has done a really good job with Minneapolis. I get it. I'm not a full-time resident. I'm not But compared to the other candidates, I think I would take Jacob Fry I think he's done a pretty good job. And we're still relitigating the exact same stuff with him. I have this overwhelming sense that we as a state are stuck. It's like when you get a song stuck in your head and you can't quite finish it because you can't come up with the lyrics, so you just repeat and start at the beginning again. That is what so much of our political dialogue is. We're just stuck. And sometimes I think the personalities in those spots, you have to look at the greater good and say, if I get out of the way, can we move forward as a state, as a city? Maybe the answer is no. If you're Jacob Fry right now, looking at the other people who are running for mayor, although I don't know enough about Jazz Hampton, I'm open to learn more about him. But I certainly was not given any sort of reassurance when all of the other people running for mayor of Minneapolis said that they would have disciplined the police chief for being at the federal raid that people thought was an ICE raid, wasn't an ICE raid. And you're like, oh boy, this is what the other choices are. Not great. I think we're stuck. Do you think if these, and I want to specifically, I guess shame on me for going down the Minneapolis lane, but it goes to the fact that we're relitigating the same stuff. There have already been elections after. I'm not saying that these issues didn't matter. I'm saying we voted once already. Post George Floyd, post COVID, there were elections. And Tim Walz was sent back. And we're still arguing, were we too aggressive in COVID? Were we too slow in the riot response? Sometimes I think you just have to have fresh names in there so we can move on.
And I understand that point, but you sort of brushed up against this idea of, does change necessarily mean we set that stuff aside and move into a new direction? Because who are the names you're hearing most likely if Walz doesn't run? Keith Ellison? You think any of that stuff's going to go away if Keith Ellison's
No,
running?
Here comes the one picture of him holding the Antifa book that goofballs are going to nonstop.
Right. Steve Simon? Who has been, it wasn't really tagged with a lot of the pandemic stuff, but in terms of, you know, elections and 2020 and potential fraud and all that kind of nonsense, you think that's not going to come up if he runs? Aaron Murphy, you know, who's big time in the Minnesota State Senate. So I don't know that a lot of that stuff doesn't necessarily attach itself to her as well.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I would love to move on from a lot of that nonsense, and I don't know that that's possible.
651-461-9226. I think that we may be at that point where the only way that we can move forward with constructive discussion about the future of our state, the future of our city, instead of the goings on of 2020, I'm not certain that it would be good for our state to have another replay of the exact same issues that came up the exact same last election. What do you think? Do you think Tim Walz should run again? 651-461-9226. We'll share your thoughts when we come back. It's decision time for Tim Walz, as over this month and next month, he'll decide if he is going to run for governor of Minnesota. Already, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan running for the U.S. Senate seat. Representative Angie Craig also running for that seat. Right now, everyone's sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the incumbent governor wants to do. So who knows who in the Democrat Party would step up to run again. Lots of texts, but let's go to the phones first and hear from Gene from Hector on the CCO Talk and Text line. Gene, do you think Tim Walz should run again?
Hi, Jason. Enjoy the show here. I'm a no. I don't think he should run again. And the reason for that, Jason, is I'm a big believer in term limits. I don't know whether right or left, I think term limits would do this country a lot of good. I think it would help solve a lot of our problems in the political realm of things. And so that's my reason why I don't think he...
8 years, two terms, you think that's sufficient for a governor? There's a reason that we don't have a track record. I don't think anybody's ever been elected for three, have they?
Well, you know, if two terms is good enough for George Washington back in the day, that should be good enough for anybody else, don't you think?
Fair enough. Very good. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it. I think that's part of the equation, right? There's a certain reality of life that voters get sort of sick of you in the same gig. You've got to be amazing for people to not be like, ugh, I'm just bored, or just the sheer volume of decisions that you make over the years has enough stuff for people to be irritated at. Want to update you on some breaking news just popping right now. The judge in that New York federal trial where Sean Diddy Combs was found guilty of two counts relating to prostitution, the judge has denied bail, no bail for Sean Diddy Combs. The federal government, federal cases have a no bail option. Here in Minnesota, if you're charged under state charges by a Minnesota constitution, you have to be given some bail. The number can be crazy, but it is, you have to be given bail. Sort of, I'm a little surprised, but a number of victims and families of the victims of the crime that Sean Diddy Combs was convicted of.
He was convicted on two counts.
On two counts.
Yeah.
Family members have appealed to the judge and said, we're worried about retaliation.
Flight
risk.
We're
worried he's going to flee. And so no bail for now. And then there will be a sentencing hearing.
Yep.
But the presumption is that because of the guilty verdicts and the fact that the case has a potential maximum sentence of 20 years in federal prison, it is reasonable to assume that Sean Combs will be sentenced to some additional jail or prison time. And so hence the decision just within the last couple of minutes that Sean Combs will have no bail. Tax responding to this question as to whether or not Tim Walz should run for governor one more time, run it back one more time. If we don't keep Walz, we might get a Trumper, says a texter. Another texter, Walz should not run again. I used to support him, but for the reasons that I stated, sort of the being stuck on the same issues. This texter says no. Another texter, he should run again. He's honest. He doesn't try to hurt people. And he's a teacher, for crying out loud. But then the rural Minnesota response, where a texter in 507 says, out here in rural Minnesota, a lot of the decisions he made during COVID killed a lot of our small businesses, which were already struggling for that. The old nail in the coffin.
Yeah, the honest part, not entirely sure that shoe fits. He's had some struggles, some whoopsies, and you can decide whether you think they're big deals or not. But I don't think if I was a Tim Walz campaigner, I would be campaigning on honesty.
Another texter says, I think Walz is putting this decision off because he wants to run, but his inside info says if he runs, he'll lose. Texter says he needs to step back and get back to the Walz we had when he was elected to his first congressional term. I think the trick with that is that the electorate has moved well beyond where he was in that first term.
The electorate has certainly changed, and he's moved beyond that version of himself to a point that even if he tried to go back to it, I'm not sure anybody would buy it.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's right. It's difficult when you, I mean, it's hard for any politician to strike that balance between representing the people you serve, being true to your values, but also reading the fact that society does change.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, politicians are selling a product, and when the customers change what they want, you have to decide, do you want to stay selling the product or not? And so, just like you saw Barack Obama originally was not in favor of same-sex marriage, the world moved and he moved. Today, are people less understanding of people who move? I don't know. I think they are understanding. But I mean, the people will have the your opponents have more venues and more ability to hammer you over the head with.
Your people will be understanding.
Your people get it.
The other people, your opponents, no. A lot of textures writing in about Dean Phillips.
Yes.
I think Dean Phillips would crush if he ran for governor. I've seen nothing that makes me think that he's even considering it at this point.
Yeah, he would be, you know, I mean, Dean Phillips, I get the impression from what he's said on Chad's show and what he said on social media, would like to start a national conversation about a moderate party or a different path if it's not going to be a new party. And so I find it hard to believe.
If that's really where he wants to put his time and efforts, it's hard to do that.
Hard to do it
when
as
you
a
get,
governor.
You know, sucked into local politics in the state of Minnesota, yeah.
Andrea on YouTube says Walz is one of the top Democrats of the USA. He should run again. You know, Dan, you and I were talking in the break about the fact that ultimately these are not theoretical selections we make in a vacuum.
Right.
So in the last election, you might have had reservations about Tim Walz, but you may have had larger reservations about Scott Jensen, who was his opponent. And so you got to pick. Right now, we're in sort of the should he, shouldn't he, who would we like? Like, all the options are open.
But yeah, there's nothing to compare him against in terms of an opponent.
When you look at who the Republicans might put forward, like, yes, if you did a poll and said, would Tim Walz win against a Republican opponent? Perhaps that poll would show things very, very close. But if you did Tim Walz against
a specific person.
Yeah. What do you have? I don't know.
Yeah.
It would be a different situation. And I think if Tom Emmer or Pete Stauber stepped up and said they were going to run for governor as a Republican. Well, at that point, I think if I'm Tim Walz, I'm out. But that hasn't happened. So until Tim Walz decides what he's going to do, I think all of the rest of this is just noise.
Another commenter asks if wasn't Burke a major factor in Walz versus Jensen. I think he had an impact. I don't know how big it really was.
Yeah, I think Burke is as conservative as Peggy Flanagan is liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know.
I don't think many people voted for Tim Walz because of Peggy Flanagan, and likewise.
I think what happened with Burke and with Scott Jensen, Burke maybe provided a little bit of support if your thesis was that Scott Jensen was going to be too extreme, or they were going to go after abortion, which was a major issue in the last governor's election. We'll find out this month, next month. Plenty of time to figure it out. It's 4:30. We have one more segment before pregame Twins baseball, and it's Wednesday. Usually we do this at 5:30. We moved it up. It's one of my favorite segments. Enough. What have you had enough of? You're fed up with it. It's driving you crazy. You can't stand it anymore. 651-461-9226. Enough. Send us a text, give us a phone call, or if you're listening on the Odyssey app, send us a voice message. It'll come right to the control room. Enough, coming up in a minute.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
All right, it is your time to let it off your chest. What have you had absolutely enough of? You just can't take it anymore. 651-461-9226. Or send us your message on the Odyssey app. So right where you listen live to WCCO Radio, there's a little microphone right next to it. You can click that button, record a message on your phone, click send, and it comes right to us here at CCO. Dan, I want to begin by saying I've had enough of flies. Flies. We have had a bit of a fly infestation here at the WCCO radio complex. And you know me, like, I don't love to come on the air and blast the station.
Excuse me?
That's not my...
Hello?
That's not my bit. That's not my bit. That there are other shows on this station that like to do that. But we've had... Well, yesterday you killed a fly that was as big as my thumb.
Yeah, it was about the size of a small cat.
It was a large fly. It was a large fly.
Yeah.
But we got the flies in my house as well.
Mm.
In part...
What's going on in your house?
Well, man? Part of the... Well, there are two reasons. One, I like to leave the doors open. That's... My wife, if my wife were participating in the enough segment, she would say she's had enough.
Of you leaving the doors open?
Yeah. I like to leave the door open. But we also have a screen door that is, let's say the screen...
A little porous?
It's a little porous.
A little Swiss cheese-like?
I hate these flies. They're... and then they're, when you smash them... They're like a little juicy.
Ooh.
Sick of it. I've had enough of the fly.
Yeah.
That's my first enough.
Not good. Not good. I have had enough of the pre-4th of July fireworks. I love fireworks. Fireworks are great.
Is it starting already?
Oh, there's one last week there was a fireworks show. The night of the storm. So Saturday night.
Right.
Prior to the storm rolling in, I look out my window to the west, and YZ's shooting off fireworks.
Like a professional fireworks show?
No. This was a professional show. This was like you would see on the 4th of July.
What's wrong with that? It's probably some community having their hometown festival.
4th of July fireworks. That's when fireworks happen. 4th of July. Maybe a special dispensation for New Year's.
This is ridiculous.
Maybe special dispensation for New Year's. Outside of that, and look, I'll give a day or two on the other side, right? You want to shoot off fireworks tonight as a city? No problem. It's close enough.
Sunday? But Sunday. That's fine.
That would be the limit.
Okay.
On the other side, right?
Now, Maple Grove has Maple Grove days, of which I am...
Yeah, well, I mean, we're obviously down on Maple Grove on this show, so we clearly don't know what they're doing. So if they're doing it outside
their fireworks
that,
are outside 4 days as part of their Maple Grove day.
No. It's the 4th of July thing. Again, maybe special dispensation for New Year's. That's it. We don't need fireworks.
What about? So I thought you were going to go in the direction of like the amateurs, the amateur hour sort of.
Well, I mean,
ding dongs.
That's why when you and Tracy were talking about the Consumer Report videos, I think there's something kind of Darwinian about that stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
oh yeah.
If you're going to blow your fingers off because you're ding dong and not paying attention to fireworks,
too bad. Do you think? If you worked in triage in an emergency room, you maybe just like, just going to wait, make somebody wait just a little bit longer because they did it to themselves.
Gosh, I hope not. I hope I wouldn't be that bitter.
If you work in an ER, I want you to text me at 651-461-9226 because I believe 100% you have my support if you're doing that to people. Where there's just a little bit of karmic justice. Now, I'm not saying wait so long that somebody's going to lose a finger. Well, you know what? You got four others. So, don't let someone die, but like a little bit of a delay. I think it's fine. Enough. I'm sick of the saying we need the rain. Every time it rains, or even if it rains for 2 weeks, after it rains for a day, we do not need the rain.
Well, and that's a great one, right? Because the people saying, well, we need the rain. Do they really know that we need the rain? Are they sure about that? I saw, after that last storm went through, a farmer down in southern Minnesota had 6 feet of water in his field, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that somebody up here going, well, we needed the rain, really knows what they're talking about.
I'm good on rain myself. Like, I feel I'm good. I'm good. Texture says the every 5 minutes of Delano. My God, please make it stop. So let me explain a little bit as to why that's happening. So when you buy ads on WCCO Radio, you could buy it here on the big signal, the big show, the big AM, the big 102.9 HD2.
The flamethrower.
So you could buy an ad here. You could buy a live ad for me where I tell you about my good friends at Livia or
the Minnesota
Chris
Pork
Lindahl
Board.
Or the Pork Board.
Yeah.
Or you could buy an ad on our streaming thing. And unfortunately, what happens is like they sell more ads on the show, not on the stream. And so the stream people who do buy ads on the stream
get the ad played quite
a bit.
It
might get played quite a bit.
Get their money's worth.
They get their money's worth. But what I would say is if you would like more variety in those ads,
break out the checkbook.
Yeah, buy an ad. I'll record it for you, whatever you want. It's got to be. It can't be that expensive, right?
Wouldn't have any idea.
I don't know. You got a couple $1,000. Let's go.
Get off Wallet Mountain. Come on.
How bad does it bug you? Wouldn't it be fun to have like an ad just 30 seconds praising you?
Let me tell you about Bill.
I would do it. Only on the stream. I'm not selling out that cheap on the broadcast. Heck no. Let's go to Bill in St. Louis Park. Bill, what have you had enough of?
Speeding in retail parking lots. Like the people that treat the swim lanes in front of Costco and Home Depot like it's the pit entrance for the Indy 500. I'm so done.
Yeah.
I want like the nail thing across the road at this point.
Oh, right. The stop sticks where they throw that.
Thank you. Yes.
Throw that down.
I want them to throw the thing down and let's watch some rubber get wasted.
I think I'm down. Like, could we
100% on board
as a show? Could we buy like the thing? It's the same bid.
Pretty
like
sure
the,
we couldn't. No.
The rental car place when you pull into the rental car place and have that moment where you're like, "I'm
do not back up."
Yes, am I going to slice the tires open just by returning this Ford Fiesta?
Jason, I think you should do the demo. Do a demo segment on this.
This is very good. Very good. Excellent call. Okay. Excellent, Bill. Thank you. Let's go to Dan. Dan's in Blaine. Dan, what have you had enough of?
Black license plate speeders. Whenever you see somebody. Yes. Whenever I see a vehicle that's like out of the, speeding or just distracted driving or something, I always say to myself, betcha they got a black plate. And 100% of the time, they got a black plate. Yeah.
There is a certain personality type that comes with the black license plate, right?
Why spend the extra money for a damn plate? Excuse me. Spend the money for a plate, a black plate? Come on.
Well, maybe it's, they're self-identifying.
It could be.
Now we know who to look for.
It could be they think it's makes the car more aerodynamic so they can get zipping faster.
They're just very aggressive, but I'm always right when I see that. I'm like, oh, yeah, black plate.
Now, Dan, who's more likely to speed, you think? Is it a BMW driver or a domestic car driver with the black license plate?
Well, I would have to top that and say a domestic car with no hubcaps and a broken window with the plastic on it.
And the black license plate.
Yeah, very good. All right, you have one more. Yeah. You have one more. Go ahead.
No, that was it, Jason. All right. Hey,
yeah, it's perfect.
Thanks so much. I love the show, man.
Thanks, Dan. We really appreciate you listening. Nice of you to say that. That's very good. Very good. Let's break. Lots more coming in on the text. Twins baseball coming up in just a couple of minutes. We got pregame at 5. We'll do the temp of the team. Why not? We'll do that when we come back too. All right, Chef IQ sends temp of the team for the Minnesota Twins. The temp is cold. Shutout yesterday. Shutout the day before. Or 2 days ago, game before. Tonight in Miami, I'm very concerned about Jansen Junk, who is the pitcher for Miami.
That's either the greatest baseball name I've ever heard or the absolute worst, and I honestly can't decide which one it is.
Jansen Junk on the mound against Simeon Woods Richardson. So first pitch at 5:40 right here on CCO. Back to enough. So many good texts today. So many good texts. Customer service idiots. Is it really necessary to spell your name back with words?
So is that C as in cat, A as in ant, Dan, D as in Dan?
As somebody who answers phones as part of his job and has people telling them their names as part of the job, yes, at times that is necessary. Because not all phone connections are that great.
I know. It's still annoying, though. Sometimes you're like, okay.
It maybe isn't necessary as often as it's done, but.
What street do you live on? Mississippi. Is that M as in Mars? I as in
again, it
igloo?
Can be done,
S
you know.
As in Sam? S as in, yeah. I've had it with the surveys. I get surveys from my doctor. I get surveys when I get an oil change. I get surveys on surveys. And then more surveys and more surveys. It would take too long to fill out all these surveys. It's just ridiculous.
We've talked about this before. That's a perfectly valid enough and support it 100%. My stance is still, if you want me to fill out a survey, you have to incentivize it.
All right, so Lunds and Byerly's, they give me the receipt, and they're like, if you fill out the survey, you'll get 5% off.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you think that? If they're offering you 5% off, just buckle up. It's going to take 40 minutes. It was like, I do not have that profound of an opinion. I just got some milk.
But at least it's
and
something.
I went through the self.
At least it's something. Like, I think on the cub receipts, it's like, if you enter in this, fill out the survey and enter in this code, we'll enter you into a drawing for a $100 gift card or something like that, which, you know.
You're never going to win.
Does anybody ever win that? I don't know.
Lethal Migraine on YouTube. Always in the comments.
Yes.
We appreciate the support.
Filling it up.
Lethal works second shift. I've had enough of businesses in the Twin Cities closing before 10 p.m. I ran into this last Friday. We saw Cabaret at the Guthrie, got out of the show at 10:15, 10:20.
Sure.
And nobody was serving food. Spoon and Stable was serving until 11:45, but otherwise it was like slim pickings, which I did not appreciate.
Right.
I did not appreciate. Now, a law enforcement officer saying the black license plates, which one of our callers said that was a speeder, speeder's plate, but they said the black plates are easier to read from a distance.
Ooh.
So maybe the contrast.
Sure. That makes sense.
White on black pops. So that's pretty good. Jason, enough of Twin Cities drivers the week before a holiday. Calm down. Yeah. I think people are. Oh, another texter says influencers. Enough
Uh-oh.
Of influencer.
Uh-oh.
So bring up my computer in the last couple seconds. If you're on TikTok, there's an account called Dottie Snacks who makes fun of influencers, and he sounds like this.
And don't walk to the most viral hidden gem in New York City. We got the smash burger slathered with house-made vodka sauce and a side of truffle parm fries with hot honey. And oh my god, you guys, everything was so good. They even gave us one of their matcha-dusted cinnamon.
Okay, that is the perfect influencer voice. I try not to do that in my videos. But please follow me on Instagram, TikTok, X. I'm posting YouTube shorts now. Twins baseball coming up next. Let's get a win. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.